WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will impose its own tariffs after President Trump announced tariffs on our northern neighbor.
Canada will be responding to the U.S. trade action with 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods.
Trump says Canada can avoid the tariffs by agreeing to become America's 51st state. No helicopters for now in the area of Reagan National Airport. The order is in response to last week's collision of a helicopter and passenger plane. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on CNN.
We're not going to have those choppers going through DCA in the near future.
Families of the victims are being taken to see the wreckage of the crash. In Pennsylvania on this Groundhog Day, a rodent saw its shadow and supposedly predicted six more weeks of winter. NOAA says between 2014 and 2023, the groundhog was right just 30% of the time. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The music of the stars. I haven't done that on this station yet. We just heard The Letter with Judy Garland, John Ireland. A lot of stories about that production took 3 months to do. Oh, I'll tell you a little secret about that kiss sequence. She really kissed John Ireland. They're trying to make it clear Judy was going to be cut off from her song by a kiss, if you remember that. Well, she said to John Ireland, can we actually do that? John, not surprisingly, agreed. I think it's the only time that was on a recording. A first, huh? Those songs are all pretty original. And the rest of the songs were narrative. The piano was by Charlie LaVere. Ralph Brewster. Yeah, Norma Zimmer was in that group, the Brewster Singers. Some of the fun behind the scenes, the music of the stars. Hugo Winterhalter.
Count every star in the midnight sky.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries early. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. A west wind will develop. Snow moves back into the picture tonight, 1 to 2, perhaps 3 inches by dawn. Lows in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 28.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Bull Falls Radio. WXCO.
Every star and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried.
stars, they come and go. They come fast or slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. Hey, but it gets lonely there when there's no one here to share. We can shake it away if you'll hear a story. Lust for fame, like athletes in a game. We break our collarbones and come up swinging. Some of us are downed, some of us are crowned, and some are lost and never found. But most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always come up singing. Stars, they come and go. They come fast or slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. But most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always have a story. When they're young, before the world has done its dirty job, and later on someone will say, you've had your day, you must make way. But they'll never know the pain of living with a name you've never owned, or the many years forgetting what you know too well. Some make it when they're old. Perhaps they have a soul they're not afraid to bear. Or perhaps there's nothing there. See you. his glory, but most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always have a story.
Music of the Star. Mel Torme. Mel Torme grew up in Chicago on the South Side, studied at Shakespeare Elementary School, where he learned to play drums, march in the school band. Shakespeare is gone now. That song, Stars, could have been written about the guy who was tied in with the 101 Strings. His name, Joseph Kuhn. Born on Christmas Eve, 1924. And he wrote those rhapsodies like the one you just heard, the Starlight Rhapsody. Grew up in Philadelphia, was in the school band there too. Joined the U.S. Army 103rd Infantry Division Band. Married a lady, Anna Hughes. She performed with the Philadelphia La Scala Opera and the Civic Opera in Philly. But he was a master of the piano, guitar. Inspired by Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. And George Gershwin. I got to tell you about Joseph Kuhn. What a skilled composer, and he died all too soon. Spinal tuberculosis, he was only 38. The Music of the Stars. This could be a song.
Stars, they come and go. They come fast or slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. Hey, but it gets lonely there, when there's no one here to share. We can shake it away, if you'll hear a story.
A lot of people bought the 101 Strings Orchestra recordings. They're still available. Basically for background music, that's a pity. That stuff should be heard in its full glory, in stereo at a big volume. It's that good. Well, he met Dave Miller. Dave Miller founded Somerset Records. Just south of Philadelphia, there's Media, Pennsylvania. That's where they were produced. And he got the North German Radio Orchestra with Wilhelm Stephan to record Joe Kuhn's arrangements and compositions. Oh, he wrote a lot of good stuff. They're classical, all right, but they were written in 1957. In 1961, Joe Kuhn found he'd be dying soon. Terminal illness. And on that year, March 10th, 62, he died. Philadelphia Naval Hospital, buried at Holy Cross Cemetery. Dick Clark put on a benefit concert. Joe had a widow and three children, and Dick Clark lined up some of the stars of the day. And they had two performances on April 8, 1962. Some of the artists included Chubby Checker, Bobby Rydell, Del Shannon, The Orions, D.D. Sharp, many, many others. To put on a benefit concert for Joe Coon's wife and three children. That's a story that hasn't been told much. But I like the works of Joseph F. Kuhn. These are the Mariners from Arthur Godfrey fame. A few years ago, Tony Bennett did some duets. One of them was a long one with Andrea Bocelli.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland. A stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. mortals who stand beside an angel like her.
I saw her face and I ascended.
Don't
send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for,
but open your angel's arms to the strangers in paradise and tell us that we need be strangers no more.
I saw her
chance that she cares.
Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise?
Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for. God, open your angels' arms to the strangers in paradise and tell us that we need be strangers.
...1955, from Kismet for Hollywood and Broadway. That was written by Alexander Borodin. Well, a couple of years later, jazz master Skip Martin went to West Germany. They met up with the 101 Strings and they cut this album. Now, Skip Martin's a jazz guy. Guess what's coming? ¶¶ Skip Martin with 101 strings, every one of them swinging.
And then she holds my hand. And then I understand. Her eyes afire with one desire, a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? And then she dims the light. And then she holds me tight. One kiss, one fond caress will lead the way to happiness. She takes me.
Frank was stuttering, though, wasn't he? That's not like him. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Roger Williams had this big hit in 1957. Needle is skipping, aren't they? Oh, well. Axel Stordahl and the orchestra with Frank Sinatra. That was 1946, his very first performance on recording. Capitol, it was.
And then she holds my hand. And then I understand. Her eyes afire with one desire, a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? And then she dims the light. And then she holds me tight. One kiss, one fond caress will lead the way to happiness. She takes me.
Frank is nervous. Let me try Roger Williams here. This is 1957. Mr. Piano. Thank you. And now Vic Damone.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare. Somewhere in space I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care.
Sunshine and flowers,
you want the things you love, then you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Shining flowers. Or if you want the things that you love, then you gotta have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Steve Martin made a wonderful picture that nobody saw. Pennies from Heaven, 1981.
BC. The best things in life was absolutely free. But no one appreciated a sky that was always blue. And no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms are made for. And you shouldn't be afraid. For every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know, each cloud contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven.
Arthur, what are you doing here?
Whoever said you could stop a dream? We couldn't have gone through all that without a happy ending. Songs ain't like that, are they?
No, they're not.
We've got the world and all its charms.
And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's
of the Star, Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for news on CBS. Next week, as we get closer to the holiday, more stuff from deep in the sub-basements of the Music of the Star. Archives. And on the red-hot airwaves, Music of the Star.
Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Canada is imposing 25% tariffs on U.S. goods in response to President Trump's imposition of 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
President Trump said these will remain in place until the crisis regarding undocumented immigrants and fentanyl is over. The president is demanding Mexico, Canada, and China do more to address the problem.
Some family members of some of the 67 victims of last week's mid-air collision between a passenger jet and a helicopter visited the crash site this morning. On CNN, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said some restrictions have been imposed on the airspace near Reagan National Airport.
We're not going to have those choppers going through DCA in the near future.
It's a rainy start to the week in parts of the West Coast, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Rain today across Northern California, continuing into the day Monday, and then kind of gradually start shifting south on Tuesday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.